Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for all for coming. It's very nice to see you. One thing Eleanor didn't mention is that I've never moderated anything before, so that should be in my resume. This is my first time. I don't even know what a moderator is really supposed to do, but I guess I'll do my best. I'll moderate things, I guess. Bob Seeley, Jonathan Russell. Can I call you Bob?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know.
I want to say sir after.
Sir Bob Seeley, Jonathan Russell. Jonathan Russell, I got it right the first time. Jonathan Howard Katz, our three composers on the first half. Bob, well, let's start with you. Can you explain a little bit? I read with some interest your liner notes about the title, you know, negatives. And can you just explain a little bit how this conceptually gave, this idea gave birth to the piece or vice versa?
The Birth of Peace actually is the title. I mean, because it was, as I tried to explain in this note that I wrote, which I didn't do very well, it's the piece is kind of related to visual arts more than composing. I mean, I don't know anything about visual arts. I've never done it, but I like what I like. But the piece is it leaves out some things which. It's very hard. I think they'll always hate my music anyway, but after I explain it, it's going to be even worse. But there's some things that happened in the piece that I didn't understand. You get an idea, I said, how does this fit in? And then I realized it does fit in. And I did went an intuition as it, am I clearing things up or making them worse?
I think you're on the right track. Please, go ahead.
So the piece is about 10, 11 minutes long. It's very well played by the pianist. It's a difficult piece in that this is a premiere, actually. Other people have tried to play it, but couldn't. And it should say premiere on the program, but doesn't. That way I'd get $1.35 from BMI rather than $1.25, I think, okay. Something like that. Okay. It's, but it's, pianists I like myself and listen to are Cecil Taylor, Glenn Gould, and I don't know, somebody else, I guess. But I'm not a very good pianist myself, although I play piano.
You're a trumpeter.
I'm a retired trumpeter.
Trumpeter.
Yeah. As soon as when I was playing in a band and I got dizzy hitting high B flat, I said, I think it's time to quit. But I was a pretty good trumpet player. But you can't play double stops on a trumpet. So at least some people can, actually. But it's interesting.
Did your, because you actually have a personal relationship with Cecil Taylor.
I do.
And
how do you know that?
Oh, I read your... your
website. We were at the conservatory together.
Ah, very nice.
And he was a very interesting person in that, we're talking about 1950, a long time ago. And Cecil used to sit in the practice room and play very, very slowly things he now plays 150 miles an hour. And so he always played that same sort of pitches, but just he's increased the pitch, increased the speed. But he is an amazing person who... interested in all kinds of music, and I don't know. He's made success as a jazz pianist, but I'm not sure that's what he wanted to be. I don't want to give too much away.
He auditioned to be
in the classical department, and famous, wonderful man I studied with named Francis Cook said, "Well, Cecil, I can understand that you could be in the country because it was called the pastoral." Movement or something. He sat down and played it for them. And Cecil said, and Cook said to him, but then you turned on the radio and heard jazz. That's what I did. Cecil got up and walked out. Because he was insulted by that kind of talk. But anyway, he does very interesting composition. I don't have too many frequent conversations with him now because he said I should call five times in a row and he'll pick up the fifth or sixth time. But and he's famous now. He's got $500,000 from the Japanese government. And But he had a he suffered a lot in his playing. I mean, he finally got a gig at Birdland. I'm not while we're talking about Cecil, but on a Monday night at Birdland, and Miles Davis stood at the bar and just made fun of him. What is this crap? What was this guy?
Well, he's a pretty innovative. I mean, his
very
stuff.
Innovative, yeah.
I mean, if you close your eyes and thought, is this a Karl Heinz kind of, is this a Stockhausen Klavierstück? You would think maybe it is.
Yeah, maybe.
And he, it's funny that the style of this piece. I just wondered, knowing that connection, if there's any influence of that
there's,
kind
there's
of.
Influence.
It's kind of an aggressive style.
There is
it's kind of.
I'm very aggressive, actually.
Good. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks very much, Jonathan. Okay, you're both named Jonathan. Come on,
this piece is first. So
okay. Yes, Jonathan.
You can talk about my piece.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I just heard it. It's very nice.
Can you tell us a little bit about your piece?
Sure.
Aside from, I mean, we have the rather a beautiful poetic. I think if you use the same liner notes that I got.
Yeah, they're brief.
And very poetic, almost haiku-like.
Thank you. So I wrote the piano trio 2 years ago in 2011. It was the first piece I wrote after getting married, which is, and it's a very kind of dark, brooding, melancholy piece. Which is not, you know, to me what it sort of brings home is just that there's a very sort of complex relationship between a composer's biography and kind of the music they create. I was kind of surprised to see that this was coming out of me what was a very kind of joyous, happy time in my life. I had to write it very quickly because planning a wedding takes a lot of time, and I thought I was going to make more progress before the wedding than I did. So I had to write it quickly, and I had to kind of just very much go with my intuition.
Was it good? Did you have a deadline?
It was for a concert at Princeton where I was studying.
Okay.
So I did have it. So I had a deadline to get it so that the piano trio there could learn it in time for the concert.
Well, whatever your deadline was, I think it really shaped you. You'll hear it, but it really, it's a very tightly organized piece, and it's just very simply organized, and I think it really works fantastically.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful piece. I look forward to hearing it. Jonathan?
Yes.
You want to say a few words about this? Your pieces are, I just learned, inspired by three paintings.
That's right.
Can you describe in 100 words or less what each painting looks like? No, I'm just kidding. You can't do that.
Probably not.
Okay.
Well,
are they realistic paintings or abstract paintings? Or?
I could pass the score around because they're in there, but I might be better to just show people later if they want to see it. Well, the first painting, it's called Vida, Amor, Libertad, and there's a text throughout the, I mean, those words are in a text that kind of is an ostinato in the painting, so I set up an ostinato in the piece, and the scene is it's almost like an orgy. It's just all this kind of frantic activity, very dance-like, and so I thought at the beginning of the piece the painting as a whole is almost overwhelming. So I thought, well, let's just start with little details. So it's almost like looking at little snippets of the painting, and then at some point it just opens up.
Hmm.
The second piece is called The Present, is called The Present. And it was from a series of paintings that she did focused on these colors that come in bands down the painting. And this one in particular, there's a shape that just looks like a present, like a box that's wrapped. That sort of emerges from that. So I wanted to just feel the motion of one color kind of gradually coming down, and then another one just kind of coming down, and then the third. And they're all a little bit different. And then there's just this sort of very quiet shape in the winds that sort of comes out from that and then goes away. And the third painting is called Chaos, which I assume is a cognate in Spanish. Do I need to describe it? There's sort of all these winding lines and splashes of color, and so I think that should translate fairly well.
Well, it translates, the piece really holds together. I mean, I didn't know, I had no idea that when I heard the piece that it was based on anything at all, but it's a wonderfully organized piece. Really beautiful. Any questions? Shall we play some music, or what do you think, Eleanor? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.